All today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 as we're launching into hour number three. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. I found the name of the ship that I was looking for last hour. We were talking about immigration and all of the rules and regulations and because everybody that's in favor of restrictions on immigration says, you know, I don't have a problem with immigration. I just want them to do it legally. But these people don't understand what that means. They don't understand that it means quotas and it means waiting sometimes for years upon years. In fact, every time for years, many times longer than that, because they'll screw up the paperwork or they'll lose the paperwork and then they have to start over from scratch. And it means thousands of dollars in fees being paid to the bureaucrats and government. And it also means that the people that urgently need to come here, for whatever reason, are refused.
Right.
And let me give you an example. This is from an excellent article. It's a two-part article at the Future of Freedom Foundation. Their website is fff.org. It's by Jacob Hornberger. And it's a two-part article. It's very long. The article's about why Germans supported Hitler. And he really goes into some interesting history as to, you know, how could it be that the German people could be so, you know, how could their eyes be closed to the awfulness of this man, right?
How could some of the best educated people of their time fall prey to a man like Hitler?
Well, believe it or not, I mean, the short version of the article is essentially very similar and strikingly similar to what we've got going on in this country today. You've got people in this country that believe in a certain administration. They believe in the principles of, you know, that government can work so long as the right people are in charge. I disagree with that, of course. I don't think government can ever work. It doesn't matter who's in charge of it. And that's been proven over the years. But the fact is, the people who are raised and inculcated and indoctrinated by the government are raised to believe that government is good and government is right. And what government does, they do for a reason. And that reason must be to help you out, right? The reasons must be to help the country. And so when Hitler was coming to power, he seemingly did it by legal means. He seemed to be a legal guy. He wasn't gassing the Jews in front of everybody. That was going on in secret. So, you know, all of these things that he did, they were told that there were scary communists coming in, and there was this, you know, threat of communism, and, you know, he needed to take away some liberties in order to fight the communists, and, you know, then they burned the Reichstag, and, you know, that was supposedly done by the communist terrorists, when in fact it was actually done by Hitler, but nobody knew that, and so all they knew was what they were being told by government. They didn't have this wonderful internet that they could go to and research the history of government's tyranny over its people. They didn't have the wealth of knowledge that we have today. And the fact that we have this wealth of knowledge today, it makes it even more scary that we're repeating history, that people in this country still haven't learned the fact that government is dangerous, that government is a bad organization at its core. And so that's what we've got going on today. It's very similar to what happened in Germany. No, people aren't being gassed yet, at least not that we know of. They didn't know it back then. They didn't realize what was going on. They thought this guy was just another politician with a good plan and, you know, all right, protect us from the commies. That's what they thought. Similar to how many people think, protect us from the Muslims, protect us from the immigrants, protect us from the smokers, protect us from the, you fill in the blank, right? That's what's going on today. Anyway, here's the excerpt. For example, when Hitler offered to let German Jews leave Germany, can you believe that? He offered to let them leave. He opened the door and said, go ahead, get out of here. The U.S. government used immigration controls to keep them from immigrating here. In fact, as Arthur D. Morse pointed out in his book, While 6 Million Died, A Chronicle of American Apathy, 5 days after Kristallnacht, which occurred in November of 1938 at a White House press conference, a reporter asked Roosevelt, quote, would you recommend a relaxation of our immigration restrictions so that the Jewish refugees could be received in this country? The president replied, this is not in contemplation. We have the quota system. Let's also
bureaucrats, you know, from on all the way to the top, they love their numbers and they love their little system.
Yep, they love
and
their rules.
If those systems crush people, if they cause people to be gassed in chambers, well, We had our numbers.
They didn't have to see it. They didn't see it happen, so, you know, whatever.
And, you know, the other statistic that's really interesting is all those countries around Germany, including Germany, who kept the best records on their citizens, like what religion and so on, where they were born, were also those where the most people were killed.
Because they could identify who's who.
They could target them easier. Mm. Correct.
Let's also not forget the infamous 1939 Voyage of the Damned. That's what I was trying to think of last hour. Voyage of the Damned, in which U.S. officials refused to permit German Jews to disembark at Miami Harbor from the German ship, the SS St. Louis, knowing they would be returned to Hitler's clutches in Nazi Germany. Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. Talk to Daryl in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Good, what's on your mind?
Hey, Daryl.
Well, the only problem with your last analogy with Hitler is you forgot to mention the fact of what the Jewish people actually did to the German people from a financial perspective.
What did they do?
Basically, they were the bankers at that time, and they pretty much owned the German economy.
You know, that's
what
not really true.
What are you talking about?
Most of the world bankers are Dutch, and the Jews were pretty much vilified.
Right.
They were perhaps pawn shop operators where you could go and trade something in and get some money that way. But
to suggest
that the Jews were somehow this, that they were the bankers, I mean, that's a pretty high spot in society.
Well,
the Jews were not that in Germany.
Even if it were true to suggest that the millions of Jews were all bankers, I mean, give me a break.
That is not what I said. Don't put words in my mouth, okay?
You said the Jews were bankers, sir.
I said the Jews were bankers. I didn't say all of them. Did I put a number to it? No. Okay. You have to go back and look through history and see that there's two sides to every coin. As far as the current immigration issue goes...
Are you saying the fact that Jewish people were bankers means that they should have been put in ovens, sir? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, that is not what I'm saying. Go look up the history.
What's the relevance of what you're saying, then? What's your point?
Okay, look. The point with the immigration issue is, you know, a lot of American people had really good-paying jobs. Okay, and I can speak from experience because I was in drafting and design and documentation for many, many years, like 22 years. And, you know, it was getting harder and harder and harder for me to get a job because the immigration quotas allowed people from India and Korea and other places to come over here and get my job, which I was making, you know, $30, $40, $50 an hour depending on my consulting fee, to get my job for a third to a fourth of the price.
Oh, so you don't like change and you don't like competition, right? You're a protectionist. Would that be the case?
No, but how come I work 22 years and I, you know, make a good salary and then all of a sudden someone can come over here and underbid me?
Because you don't own your job.
I'll tell you why. You know, all the things that my partner is going to tell you are true. But let's look at this from a commodity standpoint. You know, at one point it was a little more difficult to get drafters than it is now. I mean, it was a skill that was in, it was more scarce than it is currently today. Now, over in India, they've got schools that teach drafting. People want to come to America and you know, make as much money as they possibly can. You know, drafting was a much more, it required more schooling, and those schools were in America. So as your commodity becomes, there becomes a larger supply, then, you know, the price goes down. Now, That's not slight against you, and you have not been hurt in the sense that no one has maliciously harmed you. It's just that the demand for your commodity, which is drafting, has gone down.
Same with IT.
What you need to do is upgrade your drafting skills and make yourself more.
But that I was
the commodity
point
more
of
scarce.
Being almost an engineer, and that didn't really make any difference. It didn't make a difference.
Well, you know what? There are people that might have complained when computers started coming out because the typewriters, you know, the people making typewriters
computers
will be put out
of
jobs.
Computers don't save time. They just reorganize it. Okay?
Huh?
The computers don't really save time. They just reorganize it.
Oh, whatever.
Depending on what you're doing.
My point being that there have been all kinds of industries. You know, the people making horseshoes were probably pretty upset about the automotive industry coming about and putting them out of jobs, too. Unfortunately for people who have jobs, times change. Even people that own businesses. Inevitably, competition's going to come in to places where you might not have ever thought it would. You thought you had your job. You thought you were set for life. And what do you know? A bunch of people come in and start competing for your job. And all of a sudden, you lose it because you're not willing to work for less.
Most of the competition was because the United States changed the amount of foreign quotas that could be allowed over here. it wasn't for that fact, I'd probably still have one.
And you know what? It's a good thing that people started doing your job for less, because the customers that were buying those services probably paid less for the services than they would have.
Now, look, you're making a big misjudgment there, because you got to look at that headhunter.
Oh, is that right?
You know, that started in the 80s.
We'll come back with more of you, Daryl. Hang on. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo proving they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Let's go back to Daryl in Montana, listening on KGEZ, discussing the whole immigration issue. Wayne, you had a point that you wanted to make with Daryl on this.
Yeah, I wanted to make the point that during Hitler's reign in Germany, there were Jewish business owners. They were small business owners. They were free marketeers. They were successful because they were doing business. They were providing the market a service. Now, during World War I and around that era, before Hitler came to power, Germany went through a serious financial crisis where, in the beginning, it took 16 Reichmarks to buy a pair of shoes, which eventually became 87 trillion Reichmarks. So, and then Hitler, of course, scapegoated those people who still had money who were successful and demonized them, and that's his justification for killing them. So some of the information you're getting, I think, is a bit distorted, and I think you really need to study the history of Germany in that era more thoroughly.
Daryl?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
So what else did you have to say to us?
Basically, like when it came to drafting, okay, most companies had human resource departments. Okay, then in the 80s, you know, someone had this giant brain fart that, well, you know, we'll just start a headhunter shop and we'll go out and have professionals, you know, interview and, you know, put out ads for, you know, various talents. So basically the human resources department pretty much got squashed in large major companies, and all of the contracting positions and things like that were outsourced to headhunter jobs and facilities. Basically what happened when they did that, let's say that they're paying me $25 an hour, okay? The headhunters charge them $50, sometimes $60 for the same service. And all the headhunter's doing is pushing the paper, okay, not providing any insurance for you.
But they're only charging that for the first 6 months or a year. That's how headhunters work. Oh, yes. A friend of mine is a headhunter. I'm telling you how it's done.
I worked at MCI where there were contractors that worked, individual contractors that worked for the same shop for 6 years. So that's not a true statement.
Look, do you think that it makes any sense whatever to go ahead and hire somebody at double what it is that you're currently paying? I mean,
I wouldn't do it.
Big companies don't make those kind of mistakes.
Well,
they stay in business long.
These weren't mistakes. This is just how they did business, and how they got away with it on their books is they wrote it off all as R&D, research and development.
You can only write off so much before you're in the red.
Dude.
Yeah.
I know, but I work for these various corporations.
Well, that's great, but you know something? There are many professions where they're temporarily, during a course of a few years, there's a shortage of them. Then everybody goes to school for that, whether it's IT or being a teacher, and then the market's flooded with them. That's how the market responds to the need. So for a while, somebody with those skills gets paid a lot of money until there are some competition.
Right. Whether
yeah,
your competition came
compare,
from another country
or... You can't compare 20 years' experience to someone with, you know, a year of education.
Well, then you're not promoting yourself properly.
Yeah,
you're not
selling
yourself
properly.
You need
to take it up with your boss. You need to take it up with the person who hired and fired you because they made a decision for whatever reason to go with somebody else. And it's their business, and they should be free to make that choice. Whether your replacement came from down the street or whether it came from across the country, you're just mad because somebody took your job and you weren't able to compete with that person. And, you know, too bad.
No, that's
the way that's the
not a
crumbles.
Fair statement because, you know... You have no idea. You know, you're just sitting there making assumptions on facts that you don't know. You don't know the personal circumstances or the state.
I don't care. The fact is you lost your job for whatever reason, Daryl, and that reason was up to your boss, and he decided to replace you. You know,
yeah,
but you can boo-hoo about it for the rest of your life, or you can get down and learn some new skills and go do something else. What do you do today?
Nothing, actually.
How do you make money? How do you pay for yourself?
I'm retired.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Boo-hoo! Competition! Oh-hoo-hoo! We can't handle competition in America. We need to have our one job for our whole lives and never, ever have anybody take it away from us.
Probably the best example that we've used over time is the Ferrier example. Look, if we had the internet and we had television back when cars replaced horses and, people were talking about these weird rumors that if you go more than 15 miles an hour, it'll suck the air out of your lungs. I mean, and all this crap that they were talking about a century ago, then it's likely there would have been a big contingent of people that were against automobiles and didn't want to see the farriers lose their jobs.
Sure.
Now, if you farriers are people that nail horseshoes to horses' hooves. But the fact is, it's happened, and those farriers likely got other jobs, or they grew old and died,
or retired.
You know, or they made less money. Whatever it was that they managed to deal with the problem, their service wasn't in demand. Take the human element out of this whole, we're being downsized, our jobs are being shipped over to India, that kind of thing, and look at it from the factual point of view. In America here, the United States government makes it harder and harder for companies to employ local people because they put so many regulations on them. Yeah, they can go to a sweatshop in India or a boiler room in India and have their telephone calls made. Why? Because they don't have the same regulations they do. Here
that's true,
States.
And the consumer's always looking for a better price, and in the pursuit of offering consumers better prices, businesses have to lower costs, and if that means hiring a new kid on that can do pretty much the same job that you can, maybe absent a few features, for significantly less, that's a smart business decision to make. The kid's going to learn, you're going to pay
company,
him less.
What if the company refuses to hire anybody who's cheaper, anybody who's not white? Oh, well, you know, real America's white, so we're only going to hire white people. Or just people that have the American citizenship. You have to get naturalized, whatever it is that they decide to do. And as a result, and they only use union wages, and as a result, their product costs more, but the quality isn't that much higher. Will people pay for it? No. So the company goes out of business, and everybody who's employed by that company is out of work. Isn't that just as bad?
Let's go to the phones. Worse. Dr. David in Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Hello, David. David in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, how are you? I was interested in, I don't know if you're familiar with the Proposition 189 was a big issue here in California about I don't think it was as long as 10 years ago, but it was a big anti-immigration bill. And it was actually a cash cow for a pack of immigration lawyers. And if I remember right, the average price of a green card at the point that they had started was it was a little over $400. I think it was like $800. I hear the music coming up. You want to hold over?
We'll bring you back. I bet the price has gone up since then, though, hasn't it?
But yeah, it was 40,000, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Do you think that's what it's all about, is getting some immigration attorneys rich?
I wonder if the laws are made by attorneys. I wonder if these people are in the same boat.
You think the attorneys write the laws, too? Get out of here. It's Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice,
sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system. There's over 250,000 posts waiting for you. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find everything in between. It's all there, bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here with the phone calls and go back to David at Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Now, David, you said that several years ago there was a proposition in California people were up in arms about, and the green card cost for immigration was around $400 to $800, and you said that it went up pretty significantly as a result of this. What happened?
Yeah, that's pretty well right. And as a matter of fact, I remember now when it happened. It was slightly before 1999, so it is going on 10 years ago now. It was, if you remember, Hong Kong was rented from or leased from China on, I believe it was a 100-year lease for some fantastically low price. And England was just about to let that lease run out, or China didn't want to renew the lease. And so that ran out in 1999. And so there were a flood of fantastically wealthy Chinese who were desperate to get out of Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And so these lawyers figured out, these were Southern California lawyers, San Diego and L.A., and they were the authors of Prop 189. And they figured out that if they jacked up the price of a green card, they could, you know, it would be like printing your own money.
Manna from heaven.
Now, here's my question, though. How is it that California has any... I didn't know that the states had anything to do with the green card. I thought that was a federal thing.
Well, it wasn't, but California has the international trade in California ports. You've got the ports of San Diego and ports of L.A. Of course, we've got our San Francisco port up here, and Seattle, whatnot. For Asian trade, if Hong Kong merchants are interested in fleeing from what would become communist China, they were scared to death about communist China taking over Hong Kong, so they wanted to get out of Dodge.
Sure.
And so these lawyers wrote California legislation, and it's really being mirrored in the United States. Because these guys figured out that they could do the same scam nationwide and essentially worldwide.
Yeah.
And actually, when you started your this hour, you actually were talking about the scam of Hitler and how he was treating a good variety of citizens of not only Germany and but the rest of the world, how they were being ripped off by the xenophobia, the bigotry and hatred. And that there really is a fear industry. People who make money from fear.
Absolutely.
They absolutely. And
the government, the news media, and so on.
Absolutely. And I thought you handled that previous caller pretty well because, you know, his phrasing that German Jews were cashing in on banking. Yeah, that's absolutely the whole idea that scam. Of hatred could justify making slave camps, making execution chambers, and
now he didn't say that. He just sort of alluded to it. He said there's two sides to every coin, and I want to be fair to him. There's two sides to every coin, so sort of the idea was is that these banking Jews were ripping off the German people, so they caused they dug their own hole. They built their own gas chamber. Was sort of
he destroyed his credibility as soon as that came out of his mouth.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. There was an article that I read, and if I remember right, it was from a 1982 issue of Stamps magazine. And I used to have my grandfather's stamp collection, and there were a whole bunch of German stamps in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many postage stamps. If I remember right, I had a 22 billion Deutschmark postage stamp, and so it cost 22 billion Deutschmarks to send a letter across town.
Amazing.
And so this whole idea of many people don't realize it, but the Versailles Treaty was written with three parts, that at the end of World War I, Germany was supposed to pay back reparations. Mm-hmm. They had to pay back for damages, France and England and Italy and whatnot. And part of it was they had to pay back in raw material, like lumber and iron ore and copper ore and whatnot.
Yeah, because otherwise you could just turn on the printing press.
Right, yeah. And that was the exact thing, that they had to pay a certain percentage back in gold, and they had to pay a certain percentage back in cash. Well, they devalued the currency so much that when it came time to pay back reparations, they paid back in this overinflated cash, and it became not only a huge scam, you know, they were able to say, ha, 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 we ripped off these countries, but at the same time, it forced the people of Germany to pledge allegiance to Hitler and his cronies because they couldn't, if you were going to have cost of living.
He was promising to get them out of their depression. They were experiencing depression as a result of that, and he was when people are in a situation like that, they look to a great leader. They want to find somebody that's going to get them out of it. He promised to do that. He promised to track down the commies at the same time, and again, you were right. You touched on the fear aspect. That's exactly what he used to get people on his side.
You see, though, that they intentionally devalued the currency so they could play it off as a political a game, but at the same time they were able to blame it on somebody else, but they intentionally devalued the currency to play
Amazing.
That game. So it's a very interesting double whammy. And if you look at the Bush family history, I don't know if you've ever read Webster Tarpley's book about
It's pretty
Bush.
Scary. In fact, we had a story about that tonight. I don't know if we'll get to it, but maybe Wayne will hold that off for next week or maybe in a few days we'll get to it. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from
trouble.
You. Let's roll into, let's go to Kathy, ladies first. Kathy in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to talk about something that happened to us today.
What happened?
Well, we had the police stop by today.
Uh-oh.
And threatened us with a citation for our lawn.
What's wrong with your lawn?
We didn't think anything was wrong with our lawn.
What did they think was wrong with it?
Oh, she said that it needed to be contained.
Is the sidewalk not doing a good job?
Well, we didn't know what she meant, and this is actually the second time we've had a run-in with the police about our lawn.
Do you live in a planned community?
And, well, no, it's not. It's just a block of houses.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so you're a flea and tick terrorist? Is that it?
I have no idea.
How did you feel when this happened to you, or the first time and the second time?
Well, the first time it was this guy that was pointing to my irises saying they were too long.
The irises were too long? Was he thinking they were grass?
He thought they were grass.
Okay. So he's a little confused as to what the difference is between flowering plants and grass.
Right.
Now, wait, I want to make a point of clarification. Are you sure it was the police and it wasn't a code enforcer?
No, they were police officers.
They actually sent the cops out to enforce lawn code.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Apparently there aren't very many murderers to investigate or any rapes to investigate.
No, this is a small town. The biggest thing, it would be a meth lab, but I guess there's none of that going on right now.
Do you feel like you might not live in a free country?
Yeah.
It's kind of disgusting. What did they threaten you with over this lawn?
Well, this time it was a $75 ticket if we didn't get everything cleaned up to her satisfaction by tomorrow.
What? Wow, that's time frame.
So you must live in some sort of homeowners association then.
These are zoning rules.
This is a zoning rule, wow.
And actually the first time that this happened, we went to the police station to ask to see the ordinances, and they didn't want to show them to us.
It's because they don't know where they are. They're making it up.
You will do what you're told, citizen, and you will not ask to see the law.
Right. And this time, my husband told the lady cop who she claims she's got a horticulture master's degree.
Oh, wow.
And is a landscaping professional.
And she has a gun on her belt, and
exactly.
She can give orders as well.
Now, this wasn't the one that confused irises with grass, right?
No, this was a different one. But
okay, at least that speaks well.
She was saying that our flowers, she says, I don't care. This isn't proper landscaping. Look at your neighbor's yard. And we're like, we don't like
her. Oh, you have to all be the same.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. I feel so bad for you. Are you going to pay the fine?
My husband's already said he's not going to.
Really? What's going to happen to him?
Oh, I don't know. He's already called some family members to make sure that they've got bail money if he needs it.
Yeah, better make sure, because we read a story, I think it was a week or so ago, about a man who's been spending weekends in jail because the grass he's planted on his property refuses to grow, and apparently he's being held responsible for that. It's just insane. Kathy, thanks for the story. Let us know what happens. Appreciate it.
All right, I will.
Okay, 800, thank you. 800-259-9231. Talk about just micromanagement. This government, your local government, they think they're better than you. They know how to run your property better than you can. And if you don't use your property in the way that they want you to, they're going to threaten you with fines and jail time. It's disgusting, it's anti-American, and it's going on everywhere.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. The place to go. The features there are totally free. One great way you can support the show is by buying my house. It's for sale. I thought it was going to sell. It was under contract for a little while, and the guy turned out to not be a very good prospect at all. So it's back on the market. It's 175 grand minutes from the beach in beautiful, sunny Sarasota, Florida. And you'll love it. It's a 3-2, and get all the details at house.freetalklive.com. The price has been drastically slashed, so house.freetalklive.com. Get it while you still can.
It's a good area, too.
Yeah, it's a great house. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Hitler wouldn't like free talk, man.
No, he wouldn't.
Long live the free talk. Greetings, my North American comrades.
Hey, dude.
Hey, I'm afraid that Americans' heart has grown hard to freedom, man. And it's by this great wave of fear. It makes them blind to the real master of their slavery, and that's oil. Because those are the ones you got to worry about, because the profits of oil finance the international bankers, the insurance companies, the military-industrial complex, the pharma, and they're all subsidiaries of all this great oil. And the Model T Ford burnt it, man. That's the kicker, you know, 100 years ago, and here we are, right smack dab in oil country over there. They got to love it. And that's all about the bad laws, I think, too.
Well, oil is really in the place it is today because of government protectionism. Because the oil magnates are so tied into the state.
Hey, they got it made, man. We all go pump it. It's a system that perpetuates itself. They go fight wars. They got us all. They make the rules with the insurance company because the insurance company's in cahoots with the government because they're the biggest customer to the insurance companies because, 54% of the country works for the government somehow, you know.
Well, General Smedley Butler in the early part of the 20th century rightfully pointed out that war is a racket, and basically what you have in this country is the U.S. military being used
And these people that are complaining, oh, the new world order, oh, the North American Union, they got stock, they got their money in the bank, they're buying the gas, they got their credit cards, they're idiots. They don't know what they don't. They're afraid of real freedom, man. And the real freedom is hurting everybody now. That's why the two Border Patrol guards are in jail for 11 years, man, shooting somebody over a plant.
Wow,
or because he was crossing a border or something, an imaginary line. They sound like little kids in the back seat drawing lines on their seat, man. And the old man is going to have to stop the car and do some, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, like maybe a good asteroid to get us all in.
He's getting very existential at this point. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, basically what we have in regards to his oil comments. There's nothing wrong with gasoline as a product. But what is wrong is that the oil companies are so tied in with government. They've got all kinds of protectionism from the government. And in addition, not only are they protected from competition and insulated by the government, they're also able to utilize the government military taxpayer dollars to go and do their work for them, to do their defense work. Like, if they're going to go to another country and they're going to risk, you know, there's a risk of them being attacked as a company, they should be the ones paying for their own defense. They should be the ones paying mercenaries to keep their pumps safe, to keep their drilling stations safe.
Well, not mercenaries as much as security.
Whatever you want to call it.
Isn't every other company responsible for their own security? I mean,
right.
Sure, the cops will come and clean up the mess, but it seems to me that there's no reason that they should be able to have the United States military, you know, do their security for them on the taxpayers' dime.
Right. We all get to pay for it, whether or not we ride a bicycle or drive in cars, and it's just wrong. Let's continue with the calls and go to Dave in San Diego. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave in San Diego. Dave? Dave is gone. We have Bill in somewhere. Bill in wherever. You're on Free Talk Live. Do we
Hello?
Have Bill? Hi, Bill.
Hey, how's it going? I hate you, you stupid piece of shit.
Get out of here. 800-259-9231. Really creative.
Hating
that was worth waiting for.
Hating us is fine and everything, but you know, why don't you come on with a good argument?
Yeah, just useless. Let's continue with the amplifier line and Matt in Illinois. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First off, my heart goes out to Kathy in Illinois. I know that her husband won't be the first to get arrested for lawn violations in this state.
Mm.
I know of at least one other guy who spent several months in jail because of lawn violations.
Mm. No good. No
who
good
Who cut
at
his
all.
Lawn for him when he was in jail?
I think that the city did and billed him for it.
Yeah, they usually bill you at 10 times the normal rate for a lawn clipping.
Right. What I called about tonight was, nobody brought this up, but a lot of times when you're talking about immigration, somebody is going to bring up the argument about culture and how they're destroying our culture.
Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't come up tonight.
Well, my sister married a Jewish guy, and I come from a Catholic family, and it's really different, but they get along well. And one year, they invited me over to their house for Passover dinner, which I've never experienced before. And during Passover, the Jews read the story of the Passover around the table, and they gave me the Bible or whatever it was. I don't think it was the Bible I was reading from. It was something else.
Torah, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe. Something to read from that told the story. I had to do my part. My two kids were with me. They read a portion of it. And then my brother-in-law read the main portion of it, and he did it in Hebrew, which was really neat. It was very interesting to listen to this language.
Mm.
And the point is that this is something that his culture has done for thousands and thousands of years, despite being oppressed, despite going from country to country, despite all kinds of trials and tribulations where you think, well, gee, you know, why didn't their culture just dissolve and become enmeshed with all these other cultures that they've been through?
Mm, how did they retain it?
That's exactly my point. They did retain it, and there's no way somebody coming into our country can take away our culture.
Right, you have to relinquish your culture is what you're saying.
Right, unless we let it happen.
And, excellent
and I'm
point.
Not talking about not letting it happen by doing bad things to those people.
Mm.
I'm talking about not letting it happen by maintaining our own holidays and
right.
Having an Italian family move in next door to me and fly an Italian flag out in their front yard and, you know, dress their home in traditional Italian fashion, and having a Mexican family move across the street and, you know, hang a Mexican flag out in their front yard and dress their home in a traditional Mexican fashion doesn't do anything to destroy my culture. It just means that I have interesting neighbors. That's all.
That's right.
If they don't bother you and they don't hurt you, then what's the problem?
Yeah. Very good.
That's right. And there's no reason why, just because you have Mexican neighbors move next door, you have to all of a sudden stop celebrating Easter or stop letting children come to your door for Halloween or stop flying your American flag if that's what you want to do. The Mexicans aren't making you do that.
Certainly not. However, there may be interesting opportunities, like you came across with the Jewish people that came into your family, to experience a bit of their culture. Try it on for size. See if you like some of the aspects of it. Maybe you will enjoy, for instance, some of the food that they might engage in, or some of the customs that they engage in.
A rich experience.
In which case, you choose to adopt those as your own. You choose to take part in all that. I love that. That's a great point, and I don't think it's ever been made before, Matt. Thank you for making the call.
A couple Christmases ago, I had a friend who was Nigerian, a college professor, and we went to her house, and my wife, my kids, and we basically were the only white people there among about 25 or 30 Nigerians, and we had a great time. It was a rich experience. I'll never forget it.
Getting to actually, you know, experience some people that, I mean, how many people get to meet Nigerians? Imagine, what's the quota, the immigration quota from people from Nigeria? Can't be very many.
That's right.
So, very unusual and
When you think about the culture, I wonder whether, I think it was 1947, but I wonder if in 1947, when Jackie Robinson played his first game of Major League Baseball, and he broke the color barrier. I wonder if the baseball players that refused to play with him, I wonder if they
Our
felt
culture.
Like their culture was being threatened.
Maybe they
I
did.
Wonder if, at that time, it was a huge issue. This black guy playing baseball. But I really feel like that's how it is now. When they talk about their culture and that kind of thing, it just sounds like bigotry to me.
Yeah, I think their culture is xenophobia. If that's the case, I'm pretty sure that my culture has nothing in common with the people that cry and bitch and moan about their culture. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You protect your own damn culture. Keep your hands out of other people's. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my